The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Amber, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Amber is getting ready to depart for, of all places, China.
China, two more days.
When this airs, she'll already be on the plane.
Yes.
You can listen to it.
Right. This is very true. Very exciting. I'm going to be blogging, which I never do.
Anyway,
I hope that doesn't stress me out too much. But
so now I've suspected this is some kind of espionage trip that we're doing here. At least I hope it is.
Yes.
Or I hope it's not the Chinese trying to brainwash you into thinking that they're
I'm going to ask the hard questions. Whether I get good answers is just another story.
Hard questions like, why do you continue to torture political prisoners?
And yeah, and, you know, burn down the schools of migrants, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Good. Okay, well, you have a good insurance policy with you there, Amber.
May not be bad.
We better check how much legal fees we can afford here for them to get you back. That'll be exciting. Chucker Finn takes a helicopter into China.
Yeah, I was a little worried. Like, surely they aren't going to read the blog that, you know, that I was like, no.
I don't know. See if you can get it out of there. We'll see.
Yeah.
If flypaper freezes up next week, you'll know why. Okay, what do we have for us this week?
A new study out by Dan Goldhaber examines the impact that individual teacher training programs have on teacher effectiveness in Washington State. So we've seen one of these in Louisiana. Now we have one in Washington. Analysts use administrative data. They link teacher training programs to student achievement on math and reading. Roughly 8,700 elementary teachers. They use value-added data. Roughly 293 students were linked to these teachers, looked at about 2005 to 2010 within that time frame. The big finding, they found that only a tiny portion of the total variation in student achievement, this is less than 1%, is explained by teacher training programs. They are quick to point out, however, that the program still explains more of the variation in student achievement than do characteristics like gender and race. And in math, at least, it explains more of the variation than teacher credentials like degree level and experience. So these numbers are really small, but that's useful because they kind of put it in context in terms of sort of, you know, what does this mean? Finally, they looked at differences in the average effectiveness among individual in-state programs, which they found some bumps there. They estimate that the average difference in student performance in reading between having a teacher from the least and most effective in-state program is equivalent to the difference witnessed in students with learning disabilities and without. So again, they try to kind of give you something to ground this to. Finally, they attempt to control for institutional selectivity via SAT scores and other measures. They find that explains part of the story, but not all. And this was really baffling. Some of the correlations went in the opposite direction than we'd expect, meaning more selective institutions sometimes graduate less effective teachers and vice versa. In the end, you know, we need more of this type of work, I think, is the bottom line. And because some of this was confusing, they didn't have great measures, but it was a step in the right direction.
Wow. Okay. So I am a little bit confused here. So it sounds like at the end of the day, there is some evidence that it does matter where you go to ed school. That will have a small but significant impact on how your kids will do.
Very small.
But what matters much, but really the big differences are just teacher to teacher, as we've always known, teacher in classroom A versus teacher in classroom B might look very similar, but they could have dramatically different outcomes.
Right. But usually we attribute it to their preparation, it seems like, at this point, that we're saying bad prep schools are the reason that we have bad teachers. Well, and if you can't attribute it to that, what is it? Is it some innate ability?
Yeah,
that's
the big question, right?
Is it teachers within specific ed schools? I mean, that would be interesting to link it all the way back to those teachers.
Yeah, see, I think what we will find is that this is this age-old debate. Are great teachers born or made? And I think that there's going to be a lot of evidence that they're born. I mean, you know, some people are just good at their jobs, you know, and they have, I mean, the soft skills that Teach for America has started to try to measure.
Yeah.
Grit and the persistence and the attitudinal stuff. That stuff matters a lot, maybe more than this other stuff that these hard measures that we can get our hands around.
Yeah, I was just thinking this and just talking to teachers not too long about Doug Lamov and his books and whatnot, and a lot of them were saying, you know, these tools and these tricks really do help us, though. You know what I mean? I mean, so that in that way, there is some of this that can be learned. You know, ways to, I mean, discipline, classroom management, all these things that teachers, especially new teachers, really need and crave, because if they don't have that down, they can't get to the instruction to begin with.
So it would be interesting to compare the prep schools with the people who have read the Double Mog book to see if they're more effective.
Yeah. It, you know, the other thing that these selective ed schools in some cases don't graduate teachers that are effective, I'm not too surprised about that. I mean, you know, Michigan would look pretty selective where I went to school on SAT scores, and it was a very progressive place. Right. And so at least it was 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And so, you know, I wasn't trained at all to go out and know how to raise test scores. Mm-hmm. You know, in fact, I was trained to think that test scores were, you know, below me and didn't matter. And so it could, you know, but people knew that if you went to Michigan State or Eastern Michigan, that those teachers were taught practical things, you know, like how to plan a lesson that might actually help them raise achievement. So
yeah, that's an interesting distinction, because I do think, and I think teachers intuitively know this. I know, I mean, I did my undergrad at Radford. It was known as a teaching college, you know, because they poured a lot of resources in that particular school. So yeah, absolutely makes a difference.
So Amber, what song goes along with this?
Since we're talking about teacher training, we have a song about youth training at the YMCA.
Young man, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man, pick yourself up.